The government's narrow passing of proposed pension reforms is something of a relief for the fractious coalition. Yet the legislation, which creates a mechanism for gradually raising the retirement age to 65 by 2030, and which was supposed to pass with support across the political field, was ultimately opposed by most of the opposition. Dominik Jun spoke with Tomáš Sedláček, chief strategist for the CSOB Bank, about the implications and what he believes is coming next.
Well, it's an absolutely necessary step that was foreseen for many years and perhaps a couple of decades already. It can't really be called a reform. It is a parametric change of the retirement age, which was extremely low in the Czech Republic. So we still have to wait for a true reform that would change the system, and it would be a systemic reform. This only truly just pushes one of the parameters 2 years forward.
And does the fact that this law was passed, does that reflect well on the strength of the coalition, because it's been quite fractured lately with regards to whether it could even pass legislation at all?
This is actually a funny thing, because this is an agreement that has already been made about 2 or 3 years ago with all the parliamentary parties, excluding the communists, of course. But otherwise, there's been a parliamentary committee called the Committee on Pension Reform. And one of the outcomes was the absolute imperative of increasing the retirement age. And this is something that all the parties agreed on. So this is an absolute minimum. And if this would be something that the coalition would have any quarrels about at all, then it would truly be a completely unfunctional government.
But yet the opposition parties didn't seem to support this legislation.
Well, the only objection they had was that they would have earlier retirement scheme for manually heavy working people, such as labourers in the mines or others. But otherwise, the main philosophy, even the opposition admits that they too would have to increase the retirement age.
And the further proposed government reforms, are they on track now, or how are they looking? Are they looking to be watered down?
There's about five options that's possible with regards to the pension reform. And this is something that all the parliamentary parties submitted about 3 years ago, and there was a special committee whose role was to calculate these suggestions. And one of the best things that came out of it was a system that is called opt-out, a system that leaves up to the discretion of the individual to choose whether he or she wants to remain in the current system or whether they want to switch to a more privately funded and more savings-oriented system. This is a system that really shouldn't be an insult to any parliamentary party and should be workable. Now, this is looking at it from the economic point of view. Of course, politically, one never knows. There's all these talks of the zero-tolerance opposition politics, etc., etc. But economically, it obviously is a system that should be quite suitable for all major political players.
And when we look wider afield, as it were, we had these strikes the other day. How is it looking for the rest of the government's reform package to do with health, taxes and so on?
To put it somewhat lightly, the government is playing a game that they are reforming, and the opposition or the trade unions are playing a game that they're striking against it. Nor the strike nor the reforms are really serious. The government really got what it wanted for very weak reforms. It got a very weak strike. It was a very symbolic strike that didn't actually change anything, and quite wonder what really was the ambition of such strikes. But some of the steps that the government is proposing, most of them are very, very mild, and even the government itself isn't satisfied with it. So with so much turmoil around, I'm quite sure that most of the governmental politicians would agree that this is really the beginning and the first step, and there needs to be done much more.
Tomáš Sedláček, chief strategist for CSOB Bank, speaking there to Dominik.